there's that saying that you should never compare because we compare your beauty to another person because
your booty.
Your booty.
It's true. You shouldn't compare your booty.
True.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God, we haven't seen each other in
weeks.
In weeks. Yeah.
It's very rare.
It's very rare. And we're trying not to update each other.
Exactly.
Like, we put together all of the things in the studio and we sat down and we didn't talk about our lives because we want to update you guys live.
Yeah. Now with the podcast, I feel like sometimes I want to like ask you stuff and then I think twice and I'm like, no, let's save it for the podcast. Yes. Same. Even sometimes like weird stuff that I see online that I want to like gossip and send you, I'm like, no, let me save this. So it's a new way of thinking. But yeah, it's been, obviously you guys didn't notice because we were able to record the episodes, but we were away for 1 week because I went to Paris. Then we were supposed to be away for 2 weeks because you were supposed to travel too, but it got delayed, your trip. In a way, it was actually good because we were able to record nonstop, which is good. But I bet you were a little pissed when...
Yeah, I mean... A little bit because I had to spend an entire afternoon talking with Lufthansa about like changing flights, and that's a bit annoying. But I think everything worked out the best way possible because I could cancel the hotel for free.
Oh, nice.
And we booked a new one, even cheaper now.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, I think the only annoying part must have been that I went voting earlier.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah. How was it? Like, where's okay? So first of all, we had elections yesterday, and I need to say that I'm like, my mood today isn't great because of that. It was like I was slapped in the face yesterday, so I'm a little mad. But you went and did a pre-voting thing, and I always wondered how it is. Like, do you, because here when the actual election day, you need to go to like the nearest
school
around your area. Yeah. But I'm guessing in the pre-vote is different, right?
Yeah, I had to go to Palácio de Cristal. To the Crystal Palace.
At least that's all like,
Crystal Palace, which is like a place here in Porto where it's like a park and it... Like,
it's like a venue concerts. For shows.
Yeah, it's a venue. And yeah, they basically put loads of tables there and it was really organized. It was super quick. I'm actually thinking of always doing that.
But you don't need to like prove, like give an excuse.
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Wow, that's
my
really
my brother also came and only because he wanted to like go away this weekend. So
that's
thinking, I'm thinking of doing that like always.
Yeah.
Because it was so much smoother than going to the
and
school.
And it's a much, like, fancier place to vote. Because usually, like, the local schools are, like, super crowded. Yesterday was super crowded for me to go and vote. But, yeah. So, I think it's cool that the early vote is, it's smooth. I never went. Yeah. So, it's good to know.
But, yeah, we only had to change, like, these little, like, things. And, like... We were going to ask my boyfriend's mom to watch for our pet birds. So now we had to like change the week. But like besides that, it wasn't that annoying. So it was good.
That's good. And what else? Oh, yesterday was a big night because we have like in Portugal, we have the elections. And then abroad, there was Oscars. So it was a mixed feelings
night. Yeah, it was.
Mixed feelings. Here in Portugal, it's still a little bit weird because the elections were not very clear. So we are like in a weird place right now. So I don't know how it's going to be. But although we are not like a politics kind of show or a podcast, I can't go without saying that I was a little shocked and I'm worried that our youth is voting such extreme parties, racist parties, and it got me scared. And I feel like it's a tendency that we are seeing in a lot of countries. So I'm like, my only message is that people should like go and study a little bit of history because history tends to repeat itself. Yeah. So it's a little scary. And our history in our country is very young because we had like a dictatorship 50 years ago. So it's a small period of time for people to forget this easily. Yeah. So I hope people go study.
Yeah.
That's all. And the Oscars. How do you feel about the winners?
I haven't watched it all. I know Emma Stone won and Cillian Murphy. And that's the only two I saw. I saw like the Ken. I'm just Ken.
Oh, the performance.
Like, performance. Yeah. He sings really well.
He has a band.
Yeah, sings like really very good. Well. And yeah, that's what I saw. I didn't see. And then I saw like the majority of the outfits.
Yes, exactly. I was a little like, I'm not super happy that Oppenheimer got so many awards because personally, I think it's a cool movie, but not my favorite. But I feel like it's very Oscars movie. So yeah, those movies always win.
Yeah.
But I hope, I prefer Poor Things.
I watched
Best
Poor
Picture.
Things and it was.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's so good. Yeah. I think it deserved Best Picture. It's so different.
Yeah.
So I think it deserved, but oh well. But she got Best Actress, which I think is.
And her speech was so cute.
She ripped her dress, right? She's so cute. She's really beautiful. Cute. Yeah. What else do we have? I have another sad news, which this week the creator of Dragon Ball passed away. I was so sad. Like yesterday I was watching like TikToks that people, it just came up on my For You page. All these edits of like the whole characters going to his funeral. And I'm like, no, stop.
Carrying the thing,
stop.
Yeah.
I just said.
Yeah, it was really sad.
It's a big part of our childhood. So it's really sad. And what else? I think the only other news is that I went to Paris and it was very fun.
Yeah.
It was so cold that I came back sick, which is not fun.
Yeah, you came back sick. And that's why we spent even more time without seeing each other.
Exactly.
But yeah, how was it? How was the show?
It was very fun. I loved it because I was worried, as you know, because we've been to some fashion weeks together and all. And I always came back with mixed feelings from fashion week. So it was a concern of mine because I wasn't really liking. I loved like going with you and shooting content.
Yeah.
That was always my favorite part. But like the whole events, I never felt like, this is it. I love it. I was just doing it because I was sold the idea that you need to just go and hustle a lot to get to the big shows.
Yeah.
And I got to a point this year that I mentioned with you, I'm not going to anything unless I'm either invited to a big show or sponsored to go.
Yeah.
So this time I was invited to a show. I don't even know like how it happened because we are always like trying to figure out what's the way. And I still don't know how this happened. They just approached me and I thought like I'm always asking to go. Now that I'm finally invited, I think I should go. So I only went to that show. Like people were asking me, what do you have next? And I'm like, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything else besides this. I really wanted to experience the whole big show on its own, and I loved it. I think it's very different from the small ones because in certain small ones you feel the tension of everyone wanting the same thing, wanting to sit on front row, and on a big one I feel it's a little different because you're really taken care of, you know, you're like you're it, you're they want pictures of you, they are very kind to you, they are guiding you throughout the venue. So I love that because I was scared. If the small ones are like this, what if the big ones are even more snob and more like competition?
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like that, so I loved it. And the fitting was a really great experience because I was a little afraid to get to the fitting and already have an outfit for me that I hated. But it's fun to see because they give you all the freedom, even to mix and match, because I didn't know that.
Okay, that's cool.
And that was huge for me because I'm really picky with my stuff, so I was scared. And I loved it because I was able to pick something that is wearable. I think that's really me to find something that I could shoot for my Instagram and feels natural.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put on a show for the paparazzi, you know. So I loved that. And the only thing I would say that is a little like on the downside is that like we talked about here before, everything is sample size. So
it's small sizes then.
Yeah, like model sizes. Yeah. So there was stuff that I saw that I was like, okay, this will not fit me. So I picked an outfit based more on like what could fit me. So okay. I think that's the only downside of the fittings. I don't know if all fittings are like that, but this one
it was.
At least was. Yeah. But I love the experience and I hope I have like this little bug now that I want to do more big shows. Yeah. Every time you like climb a stair, you want to
climb the next one. Yeah.
So hopefully manifesting in September we can go to big shows. Hopefully, it would be nice to go to one together.
Yeah.
Let's see. That was it was very cold, so I got sick. And that's all the news, I think.
Yeah, did you do a lot of shopping?
Yes. Actually, I couldn't buy that many stuff because I could only take one luggage this time. Mm-hmm. So I was going for one show. I was like, I'm not going to go crazy. But when I could take 20 kilos. And when I was like waiting, going to Paris, I had 21.
<Uh-oh>.
like, oops. Luckily, I could do like a carry-on.
Uh-huh.
Going back, so I was able to fill that with some purchases, but nothing too crazy.
Okay,
nothing
cool.
Crazy.
Good to know. Good to know.
All right, I think all the updates are done, and the theme today is a little cray cray,
a little controversial.
if we
shall say.
So, although we call this ugly or poor, which is not a great...
It's not a great name. We sound like really bad people.
Yeah, it's true. But the whole concept for this, to explain myself, because I created this concept, was like analyzing the beauty and aesthetic of itself, like if it's a society construct or if it's something that everyone can see beauty.
Yeah.
I'm curious to talk to you about this and also about a little procedures, if you can buy your way to being beautiful. So I think the first thing that I wanted to ask you is if you think beauty is like a real thing, if you can judge beauty without the society construct or if it's a society thing. What you learn to be beautiful. Like, oh my God, this is so beautiful.
I think there's many types of beautiful.
Okay.
You know, I feel like there's the beautiful where that society teaches you to accept as like a global and the generalized type of beauty, as in Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
What else? Angelina Jolie, like... Though that type of beauty, I feel like it's very, like, undeniably beautiful.
Okay.
And I feel like you grow with that a lot. Like, I feel like when you're little, you kind of learn that that's...
The standards,
yeah. And then I feel like there's beauty that kind of grows on you.
Okay, yeah.
Some type of personalities, I don't know, like...
That's so true, because, you know, in sometimes when I start to watch like either a TV show or like a reality show, and we are talking about like beauty in like people.
Yeah. Right?
But sometimes I see the whole cast and I'm like, it's ugly or not interesting. And then when you see the person move and the expressions, you're like, wow, she's cute. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like Jeremy Allen White, for example.
Yeah.
I got a lot of like... I've always been into him, but I have friends that are like, are you for real? Like, what's this? And then they watch a TV show with him and they're like, okay, I get it. Oh.
It's the character.
Yeah. Like the vibe, his thing. And then, I don't know. I feel like there's beauty that, I don't know, that you enjoy and then other people don't. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel a little bit confused on this too. Since we are going to talk about this theme, I was thinking about it a lot. And I feel like you said some of it is standards created by society. Because there are countries, like for us, the standard beauty is different from like, I don't know, Korea or America.
Yeah.
So obviously it's a society thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are stuff that we look at and it's like, beautiful, and it's not, I don't know, I was thinking about this on the plane here. I was watching the clouds and I was like, oh, so beautiful. And then I thought, is this a society thing? The clouds are beautiful? Is nature beautiful because society told me to? And I can't make up my mind if it's something that we are like so blown away by and comes naturally, or if it's a society then maybe we saw nature glamorized a lot. And I don't know, maybe if you look at a factory, it's just as beautiful.
Yeah.
It's hard.
That's a very interesting thought.
Yeah, but I can't come up to a conclusion though. Yeah. It's just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's true. But then, I don't know. Because then it's like everything has its beauty. You know?
Yeah.
And then like there's that saying that you should never compare compare your beauty to another person because...
Your booty?
Your booty.
It's true. You shouldn't compare your booty.
True. Because sunsets are beautiful, but so are clouds.
Exactly.
And flowers. And
I'm loving this chat.
And they're all like different. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, but I was wondering, we are going to touch on like doing the cosmetic procedures and everything to look beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking about this because we were going to talk about it here on the podcast, that obviously you only have one life. And if you were born and you don't like your face as much, whatever, something, and you can change it to look better, obviously you want to do it because you only have... Why are you going to like, no, I need to keep it natural.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not against it at all.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, if everyone did the same procedures to look a standard way, wouldn't like the difference become like the beauty because it's the rare thing?
But I do think that's what's happening now.
Yeah.
You are giving more and more value to like natural beauty. But I also think that there are some people that are able... I don't know if this is going to be bad the way that I'm saying it. But I feel like there's some people that are able to see beauty in some type of people. And others are not. For example, let's say, do you know that actress from the menu, the chess?
The Gambit.
Yeah, what is her name? Anna Tyler something.
Something. She enters on Dune.
Yeah.
I watched Dune, by the way, this weekend.
Okay,
this weekend.
Cool.
It's nice.
Is it nice?
Yes. I loved it.
Okay. I feel like there's some people that find her really beautiful and unique. Yeah. And there's some people that look at her and say that she looks like a bug.
Aww.
You know? So I don't know. I do feel like there's some people where their brains are able to process unique beauty. And others are like, everything that's different from the standard.
Yeah.
They don't find it pretty.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think she's... very beautiful. And like we were saying, I think if everyone does this standard beauty things, like, I don't know, I don't want to trash on people, but like Kardashian style, mm-hmm. we know they all get a lot of work done. And they kind of look very similar.
Yeah.
And there's this standard Hollywood beauty that a lot of girls look alike. And I feel like she will stand out.
Yeah.
That actress. So, I think if everyone starts looking like clones,
yeah.
If you have something, even if you have like a big nose, a mole, whatever, maybe you will be like the new standard of beauty.
Yeah.
And we saw that also with the bodies because everyone was getting like too curvilicious.
Yeah.
And it was a good thing actually back then because the standards before that were super, super skinny.
Yeah.
So it kind of helped in a way. But at the same time, it was like an unhealthy way of curved body because no one has a waist like this and a booty like this.
Yeah.
But now, since everyone got it, we are seeing the Kardashians and all those becoming thin again because you want to be different.
Yeah,
it's just like trends.
Yeah, it's coming back. And like the whole Tumblr vibe and like, really skinny people. I do feel like it's getting glamorized again, especially like on TikTok and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of scary that. It's kind of scary that they have the power to change. Like, but I do think that something, because I feel like the Kardashian kind of brought the curvilicious, but now they're going after the skinny trend. So I don't know how that came back. I do think that maybe it's just what you said, like people were getting tired of the...
Yeah, I think just like we talk here about trends for like clothing and all.
Yeah.
When it gets a little mainstream,
yeah,
you want to feel unique a certain way. So yeah, when everyone got like the BBL, they wanted to have like a different take, just like the Coachella thing we talk. Like everyone start going like Coachella boohoo outfits, and then they started like the minimal
basic,
classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to differentiate themselves. Yeah. But it's a little scary because people are watching and want to copy. Yeah. And girls that went and did the BBL, now they must not have the money to redo it.
Yeah.
So it's a little dangerous.
Yeah.
But do you think that pretty privilege is real?
I do think that pretty privilege is
real. Me too.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Without in a lot of different areas, actually.
Yeah.
Because obviously pretty is relative, like we were saying, so it's a little subjective, but I do think it is. I was watching this show about becoming a K-pop idol, and there was this guy that was like so beautiful naturally, because he was very young. He was like 16 or something, so he was natural. And even me, I was watching, and like he stands out a lot on the group, so people were like really working hard on the dance, on the singing, but he had it a little easier. And it's not his fault. He was very very sweet, actually. He was so shy even though he was gorgeous, but definitely there's a little pretty privilege
for sure. But I do think that there's also, it can also happen the opposite. And I saw a girl talking about this on TikTok, and I never thought about it, which is apparently she used to be really overweight.
Okay.
And she lost like more than 20 kilos. It was insane. And her whole face changed because of that. She started working out. Her body changed. And she actually realized how women started to be rude to her and treating her badly and judging her just because of that switch.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So that's also a little bit insane.
I agree.
How people, like, because they didn't see her as like competition before.
Yeah.
And yeah, now after
and
that.
And not even that, like if you're beautiful, or at least if you like to be put together in terms of like being fashionable, putting a little makeup, you know, sometimes it's not even just like having the natural beauty. It's just like if you present yourself in a more like girly way or more put together, you're already being judged for like maybe you're not smart.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of those judgments. I feel like if I go to for a meeting, for even like my bank or my house, like the minute people see me, I'm already being judged.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she's too young, she's a brat, maybe she has like money from parents, you know? You're being judged constantly. So yeah, I agree with you. It goes both ways.
Yeah, it does.
It does go both ways.
And even like now, I recently posted a Reels, and I have loads of comments saying how I'm a nepo baby, how my clothes come from my parents' money. And it's like, you don't even know me.
Yeah, I got that comment too. Like, it's giving nepo baby vibes. I was like,
why?
Why?
Yeah,
like, that's true.
It's really weird. And yeah,
but that I think must come also because people don't really understand our job yet.
Yeah,
every time that I do a Q&A is like, what do you do for a living?
How
many times I need to explain.
I saw this guy, I don't know if you follow him, but it's this guy that does really cool TikTok with like really exaggerated clothes, like Balenciaga and stuff like that, and he has already like 7 million followers. And a girl asked him, what do you do for a living? And he did a whole last TikTok, and he was like, how do you still ask me this? How do you not realize what I do? I put the effort every day. I post every day. Yeah. Like, how do you still keep asking me? And yeah, people don't understand.
They don't. It's crazy to me. Yeah. It's really crazy to me. Like, going through all this work on our platforms and still having to do another job, it would be impossible.
Exactly.
It would be impossible.
And going through all this work and being called a nepo baby. Excuse me.
It's hard up there.
Yeah.
But also, okay, so we agree that you can achieve a certain beauty with money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so you can either like born beautiful, or is it possible even if you don't go by the standards of society to be beautiful, you can make yourself beautiful?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
100%.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And are you pro or against like going through cosmetic surgeries to look a certain way?
I'm pro, and I'm always going to be pro, because if you want to do it, it's your body.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel confident with the way you look, and if you think it's going to help you, then do it.
I agree with that. But do you think like celebrities or very like, not only celebrities, even like content creators, if it's like a high, if you have a high platform, big platform,
mm-hmm.
do you think it's like a choice, or do you think it should be mandatory almost for you to clarify what you have done for like the people that are being inspired by you?
I don't know if this is controversial, but I don't think that you should have to say anything about what you have done, just the same way as you don't need to talk about your personal life. Why do you have to like be like on your platform and saying, I had a boob job last week?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand. And I do see where people come from when they're like, oh, but young people are going to be so, like, young people are so naive, and then they're going to think that this is normal and standard, and it's not. It's achieved with cosmetic surgery. But, like, it's not the people that did the cosmetic surgery job
mm-hmm.
to educate your kids. You should educate your kids that are on the internet. As soon as your kids go to the internet, then just say, look, whatever you see there is not, maybe it's not real.
Yeah.
So I don't think, and it's the same as, for example, I remember when Miley Cyrus was going crazy on the Wrecking Ball, naked.
Yeah.
And doing crazy things. And even on her concerts, I remember like she had like 12 years old on concerts, and she was like half naked, and she had like a huge giant dick on stage. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's like that, or she was riding one, whatever. And
riding.
And I remember the parents were like, she cannot do this.
Yeah.
But she can.
Obviously,
because it's not your, it's not her job to like stay in a certain way and to look in a certain way and to say certain things. But that's my opinion. And I know it's really like some people don't agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think anyone needs to be forced to speak about anything in your platform. It's just like when we go through the whole like politics thing and wars, all that.
Yeah.
Like if my platform is about fashion, I'm making this choice.
Yeah.
It's more entertainment. If I wanted to be anything else, I would create a different account to talk about like different things.
Yeah.
Like here on the podcast is a little different because we made this to talk more about like our opinions on things. So I feel more free to do that. But on my platform, I wanted to keep it like fun. And so I think it's I hate when people demand of me that I speak about stuff that I don't want to speak. But even so, what I don't agree is when people lie. Because I prefer you ignore, like
you
do when people say, like, please talk about this, the politics, whatever, and we ignore, we just don't reply. Then to reply to a question like, have you anything done, and you reply to that Q&A, to that question, and
of
say,
course.
Like,
no.
No.
Yeah.
Or like Kylie did back then.
Saying that she
so
didn't do. No.
Visible.
Yeah.
And I would prefer her to say something like, I'd rather not comment on what I've done.
No.
Because it's my
agree.
Thing.
Lying? Yeah. No, of course not. But it's exactly what you're saying. Just don't reply. Don't ignore. Like, you don't have to. But of course, if you're going to lie, and even people that go through all like this surgery for like removing fat, and then they go to the gym and say that it's from the gym and diet.
Exactly.
I do not agree with that, of course.
Because you're creating like this standard that is impossible to achieve. And I see a lot of people that did cosmetic procedures being like embarrassed by doing it. And you notice that because they give it other names. Or I've been seeing so many influencers reply like, I did like lip fillers 3 years ago and not anymore.
Yeah.
Like, why do you feel the need to say not anymore? Obviously, like, it doesn't go away completely. Yeah. And you have lip fillers and it's fine. Yeah. Either say or don't say if you don't want to say. And also, like, another thing that I've been seeing a lot is, like, the whole septum. I had my septum done. Oh, my God. Yeah, like, deviated. Yeah. Because I couldn't properly breathe.
Yeah.
And that can happen. But let's be real. Yeah. Like, a lot of people have, like, you can notice the nose job. So even though it was because of the septum, you decided to do a nose job. Because you can fix your septum and keep your nose.
Yeah.
So you can.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, like, in a way, making it seem like it's possible to get your septum done and wake up with a brand new face.
Yeah.
So yeah, a little responsibility on speaking lies.
Yeah, exactly. People know what they're doing. So.
But do you remember any celebrity? Do you have in mind any celebrity that had, like, a huge glow up, or, like, you can clearly see the difference?
I feel like the biggest two for me are Bella and Kendall.
Oh yeah.
Like,
Bella is
really well done.
Yeah.
Because she's a goddess.
Exactly.
Now. And before, but I've heard that she regrets having changed her nose because she had, like, a very specific nose.
Yeah. Like, with a little bum.
Yeah. And yeah, she says so.
Yeah, I don't think she would have the career she has now without it, unfortunately, because the old nose didn't fit the society standards as much. But I do feel like it was damaging. I think when you do it too young, I think it was damaging to her, because I feel like she's away now. No one knows where she is. Like, she barely appears. She appeared now for, like, the new boyfriend, a concert thing. Yeah. And she looks much healthier. Yeah. I think she gained a lot of weight for what she... Yeah. She was, like, super, super skinny. Like, really not healthy vibes.
Yeah.
And she looks much, much better now. But I think she was too young when she started, like, the whole procedures. And she was starting to look so old.
Yeah.
She was not healthy.
Yeah. They all look older.
Yeah.
Kylie looks so old.
She did.
Kylie, if you told me that she was 40, I would believe you.
I think they did this thing in Hollywood, like, all in a row, that is, like, to remove fat from the face.
Yeah, like, buccal fat, I think.
That's the name?
Yeah.
I don't know, but they all suddenly look so skinny.
Yeah.
And if you're too young, I think it's a big mistake, because obviously it's going to look like a glow up. Because when you lose the fat, your face becomes a little more sharp. But then, like, that's all the fat you have, and you're going to get older.
Yeah. And you're going to lose even more fat.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's what happened to Kylie.
Yeah.
She's looking very, very old now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think glow ups.
Madison Beer also had a very nice glow up.
Oh, she did. Yes. There is this TikToker. Nessa.
Oh my god, that was
like, I think she's a little too skinny now.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's happy and it's not unhealthy, it's fine. Yeah. But it was like a drastic change, I feel like. And she's very young too.
There's also this, like, trend that in Hollywood that is, like, taking Ozempic. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's a medicine that you take if you're a diabetic.
Isn't that the one that people get pregnant? I saw this TikTok that there's a diabetes pill that is making people get pregnant that couldn't get pregnant. So,
really?
You know, all those procedures you go through to be able to have kids, like, mothers go through that and suffer a lot, and then they realize that with that med, they get with that medicine, they get pregnant in, like, a week.
Oh my god, that's insane! I don't know if
I think it's the same one.
Wow, but yeah, everyone in Hollywood is taking it, and you basically lose your appetite.
Wow,
and you become really, really skinny. But it has a huge downside, where is that you become really depressed as well.
Oh no.
But they say that that's what Kim was having.
Wow.
And everyone.
Maybe Ariana, because she.
Yeah. They say that, that, but, and then on the other side, people who really need it, like diabetic people, are not being able to buy it because everyone
sold
is buying
out.
It. Yeah.
Oh my God. Because
it's literally like you take one and you don't have, like, you don't, and it's
feel
like.
You need to eat.
Yeah. And I feel like, I think I've read that if you do eat, it doesn't taste as it was. So you end up eating less.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
That's crazy. But I bet they do it. Hollywood is kind of crazy. So I really bet that they are all on it.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's also some celebrities that you can clearly see is going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one from Iron Claw now. Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah, Zac Efron, yeah.
Zac Efron. I don't know what he did.
Oh, my God.
Like crazy.
Yeah. They say that he broke his jaw.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone says that. I feel like everyone says that as well. Every time someone has like a surgery here, it's because they had a broken jaw.
But I think you can clearly see other differences. Because like Kanye West, he has a broken jaw. It was really in a bad accident. And you can see difference. Obviously, like it's more around his face after the accident, but it's very similar. You can see the problem just on the jaw. And on Zac Efron, it's like...
Yeah.
He was Ken and now he's Action Man.
Yeah.
It was a clear
difference.
Yeah, it's
really sad. I thought he was really pretty, but...
Have you seen the TikTok that is like... I think it's Dr. Kim.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. That is crazy. Those... I don't know how to call it. Those cosmetic procedures, surgeries are like so weird.
Yeah.
I don't...
Wait, is that the TikTok that is really funny? The guy is really funny as well.
It's like a Korean surgery.
I think it's the same, but it does like trendy sounds and everything.
No,
right?
It's not that one.
Oh, no,
I need to show you. Wait. So Dr. Kim on TikTok is like this cosmetic surgery from Korea that is like so drastic. I want you to see this example. So this is the before.
Okay.
And this is the after. It's
no
like a different
way.
Person.
No way.
It's like a different person.
Wait, she's like 20 years younger.
Yeah. They like push the entire face back. It's crazy. So people are just like joking about it. And doing this. I want to show you.
I bet they're saying it's like two different people.
Let me see. See? People are doing these crazy things. But it's so, so crazy. I think in Korea, they do like the whole business of cosmetic surgery is huge.
Yeah.
Like when I was there, I saw like so many. I never saw so many clinics. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everywhere there's like cosmetic
clinics. I feel like from what I read, I feel like Korea is a very toxic place to live in.
They have like a lot of beauty standards and like, the beauty standards are very extreme. So very skinny, very light skin tone.
Yeah.
And I feel like they have the standard for them is something with a lot of work done. So all the celebrities have like nose jobs, have like... fillers and stuff, so you are born into thinking that that's natural and it's not, so it can be a little
tough. I've heard like people saying, a girl saying that she was like 50 kilos and she was like considered fat there, and that's insane.
But even I think in Korea and also in Japan, you can also feel that on clothes sometimes, like even the sizes, you don't have like big sizes.
Yeah.
A lot of things is one size, and you can see like especially the bottoms, they didn't fit me.
Yeah.
So, and also with the makeup, it was crazy. Like I couldn't buy a foundation because it was everything so light.
Yeah.
But talking about Korea, we also have this. Do you remember Ollie London?
No.
You don't remember? So
no.
Ollie London, I don't know what's his job actually.
Okay.
But he had So he had 32 surgeries.
Okay.
32 surgeries during 10 years. So he wanted, he became like the most famous. I think he already had a lot of surgeries back then, but he became famous because he was very clear that he wanted to look like Jimin from BTS.
Okay.
And
okay, 32 surgeries during 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's like three per year.
Yeah.
And a little more in some years, but
wow.
It's crazy. And yeah, he wanted to look like Jimin first. And obviously he's like from, I think he's from the UK or something. So it's a little hard for white men to look like Jimin, but he wanted to. And then he became like super crazy about it and all the fame got to him. So he did these crazy videos where he said that he felt like a Korean. So he identified as a Korean. Okay. So the same, you can identify it as like a male or a female, even though you're not born into it. He was like, I was not born in Korea, but I identify as Korean, which is completely nuts. And you never saw him?
No.
I want to show you. So after that.
Can you show me Jimin first?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do we have any like feedback from Jimin? Has he ever like acknowledged that?
I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
Okay. Imagine how weird. Imagine a girl was doing surgeries to look like you, Iris.
I don't know how that should feel because there's a lot of celebrities that have these lookalikes, right? Yeah. And I don't know how you
must
feel. I think you must feel weird.
Really weird. Really especially weird. If they are able to achieve
something
like for example Ariana Grande, like Paige.
Exactly.
We're gonna go to that in a minute, but yeah.
So this is Jimin.
Okay.
Let me show you like a better. Yeah.
Okay.
Jimin has really thick lips, a beautiful man. Now I'm gonna show you Ollie.
Jimin from which?
Jimin from which? You have a side-to-side comparison.
Oh, that's really badly done.
I'm going to show you another one. So here.
Oh my god, that's very badly done.
It's really bad.
That looks like Cillian Murphy.
Oh my god!
He looks like Cillian Murphy.
Oh my god, no.
Iris, let me.
Oh my god.
This looks
no.
like Cillian Murphy. It looks like Cillian Murphy.
Oh it my does. God.
It does. Okay, keep lying to yourselves.
It does look like that. So this was him before the surgery.
He's so Korean.
He's a typical London UK guy.
Yeah.
Like, and this is what he looks now. But the thing is that he was so insecure. That's the problem about insecure people going through this kind of, or having possibility to go through this surgeries. Because then he was like, okay, I don't want to be Jimin anymore. Now I identify as a Korean woman. So then he went to the transition to become a woman.
Was probably the whole thing all along.
Wait for it, Sophia.
Okay. Okay.
So, he becomes a woman.
Okay, that's slightly better.
Okay. And after this, he realizes that he doesn't want to be a woman anymore.
He wants to be a dog.
So, he detransitions back to a male. And now, he wrote like a whole book how it can be dangerous for all these transitional options to be able for young people because he wanted to be a woman and then he detransitioned. So now he has this whole concept that is dangerous for kids to be able to transition because they can change up their minds. But that's only applying to Ollie London because he's like crazy. So yeah, I think he's a little bit of a psycho.
Yeah.
Wow. He went through all that. But I want to show you another thing, because there was, he's not the only one who wants to look like Jimin.
Damn. Actually,
yeah, Jimin is like very popular. So there was this Canadian, this Canadian actor called Saint Von Colucci, who underwent 12 plastic surgeries to look like Jimin. So not 32, but
okay,
12. But he died from complications from the surgery.
See, that's the thing. It's so scary.
It's so scary. These people are crazy. Like,
imagine dying because you wanted a bigger butt.
Dying because you want to look like Jimin. It's crazy.
I know.
And rest in peace to this guy, but Canadian Jimin. I want to show you. Look, this is him before and after. Before, after surgeries.
Why are his eyes so evil?
Because they are trying to do Asian eyes on a white man.
Like bullying.
It just looks so crazy.
Wow, it looks really, really scary.
Yeah, he looks like a cartoon from like a spy. Yeah. A spy family thing. Wow. This is crazy. But yeah, poor guy. He even died. And I don't know what goes through the mind of these people. They are probably very insecure.
Yeah.
And they are very obsessed with the celebrities. It can be like, if you go through 12 surgeries to look like someone, I feel like it can be so dangerous, because you can like be a stalker or something.
Yeah.
And be super obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you were talking, there's more, right?
Yeah. So I wasn't very into this whole like looking dupe. Like dupe. Dupe. But someone that I always knew about was Paige, which is the girl that looks like Ariana.
Yeah.
And
I remember the runway thing.
She recently walked on in New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me. she recently walked, and she looks so much like Ariana. It's actually insane.
She even looks more like Ariana now than Ariana.
Exactly. And so she's always been obsessed with Ariana. I went a rabbit hole last night, and I was like, I spent like 2 hours on Reddit and like watching her stuff, because okay, she's always been obsessed with Ariana. Even before, okay, even if she doesn't use any makeup, she kind of looks a little bit like Ariana. Okay. So, but she did have cosmetic surgery.
Okay. To look, because she more even like has her. Like the same dimples and everything.
The same dimples, yeah. And the voice. She can make the same laugh. You know, the laugh that Ariana has. It's very specific.
Yes.
And she's able to like copycat everything.
Do you think she just spends her time like watching videos and trying to mimic?
For sure.
So crazy.
For sure.
Imagine having a kid like that. You walk into his room and like, Hi guys. I'm trying to mimic Ariana. In the mirror,
yeah,
it would be so creeped out.
Yeah, really creeped out. but it's a talent, because it's a talent because sounding exactly like someone else, it's insane.
And there was like a whole business in like, and still is like, Vegas and stuff, where there's these lookalikes that do shows and everything.
And let me tell you, so basically she dropped school at 16 and she wanted to focus on that, as in
no way.
Looking like Ariana. that's the thing she wanted to focus on.
Okay.
And Ariana even noticed it at some point. She noticed that she, because she was doing like, in the beginning she was only doing tutorials of makeup tutorials on how to look like Ariana. And Ariana, I think Ariana even noticed and said, oh yeah, you kind of look like me, that's fun. But she didn't like, it got to a point where it was like a lot, and Ariana even told her to stop. But she didn't like it, and she stopped following Ariana in every platform. So yeah. And now I couldn't find, like, she still has loads of profiles. If you look for Paige, I think it's Paige Naiman, you can still find her on both TikTok and Instagram, but she's barely posting. She posted once this year, and last year like three or four times. So that's why I had to search. And what is she doing? She's on OnlyFans. She's on OnlyFans, like, doing Ariana Kiki stuff. And she's, like, rich because
of that. That's low-key genius.
That's, yeah. And people...
There are so many Ariana fans that
and
have, like, this...
And she looks so much like her. Like, there... I feel like... I've read that some videos were leaked and people were even thinking that it could be Ariana.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's so scary to me.
It's really scary. And then there was another girl that was Gabby DiMartino.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the OG.
Exactly. When we were talking about doing this and talking about, like, the things we could talk about and the dupes, that she crossed my mind because I used to watch her YouTube video and they were twins, like Gabby and I don't know the name of her twin.
Yeah, me neither. Couldn't find it.
But they are very different twins and both have each style of their own. And I feel like Gabby, she was always very honest that she loved Ariana and she was inspired. I used to watch her videos, so she was always very clear about that. And she copied, like, the style, but she was not, like, Paige in the terms of, like, copying the whole way of talking. And at least I didn't feel it was that much.
No.
It just, it was a big inspo. And I remember Ariana asking her for the clip to
go. she was on the Thank You Next video clip. But it kind of feels like people are saying that Ariana was kind of mocking her because she's in the beginning where they're copying that movie, The Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And basically, Gabby appears and she says, Ariana says, honest to God, knock me out. So I decided to punch myself in the face. Yeah. It was awesome. So it kind of looks like she's basically saying how she, like, she's a wannabe.
And she's such an idiot that
exactly.
is like, she can punch herself in the face.
Yeah.
Because how much she loves Ariana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the same, like, on TikTok. I saw this clip of the behind the scenes of Ariana kind of ignoring her in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know how Gabby felt about it. I don't know if she did any videos about the
whole... I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, but I always thought that it was a little mean from Ariana, and I don't know if it was, like, her way of responding.
Yeah, probably.
But I think she has that... That side of her, a little mean girl side.
Yeah. Yeah. I was also on a rabbit hole of Ariana Grande. And yeah. I feel like if I saw her, I would be a little bit scared of her.
Of Ariana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if we are judging based on what we see.
And she's tiny.
She's tiny.
I would look like her from above. But I feel like she's kind of scary.
Yeah, I feel like she gives a little mean girl vibes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
But yeah, there's more copycats going on. There's one from Taylor Swift as well.
Oh. I know.
She's going viral on TikTok as well.
Because she was, like, mistaken for Taylor in New York or something. She was like, it's not Taylor, it's what's her name?
Ashley.
It's Ashley.
Yeah.
Yes. But then she seemed, like, to be even, like, a little, not offended, but she was, like, making sure people know she was Ashley. But then I think she's trying to copy Taylor on
a lot of
videos.
She got surgery done. She redid all her teeth to look like Taylor's teeth.
What?
And that's insane because... I was also reading about teeth. Because, like, yes, you can put, like, veneers, but the dentist will always make the veneers, like, specific to your mouth.
Yeah.
But she literally got to a dentist and she said, I want my mouth to look like this.
Yeah.
And,
so
like,
they can shape the veneers
to look like Taylor's teeth. And, yeah, even, like, the way of dressing. The red lipstick, the blonde hair. I don't think she's blonde. But yeah, like the way of speaking. I feel like
That's
these people
so
are in, they're probably fans from like forever. And they know how they talk and how they carry themselves. So it gets to a point where they just like copy them.
Wow.
That's really crazy.
But yeah, her name on TikTok, it's Ashley. It's Ashley Lachine, something like that.
And she still does that?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm wondering how celebrities react to that.
Yeah.
If they are like pissed or if it's like a compliment. I think it's too much. I don't know how I would feel, but I think it's too much. On a way, I feel like also you shouldn't be rude because obviously that person loves you a lot.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little like too much. I think they crossed the line. Like,
I wouldn't mind if you copied everything I do, everything I look, the way I dress, the way I talk, but like copying my face?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's too much. And it's kind of like weird to know that someone that looks like me is like around somewhere doing shit that I don't relate to.
Yeah.
And like if you take a picture, it looks like it's you.
Yeah. It's almost like AI.
Exactly. It's
a
physical AI around there.
Yeah.
Doing shit that it's you don't crazy. Know about. But yeah, it's insane. I don't know how I would react, but I would not enjoy it.
Me neither. Please don't steal my face.
Okay, last but not least, I also looked a little bit into the new Kate Moss dupe that appeared on a runway show as well.
I could swear it was Kate.
I thought it was Kate.
I saw on Instagram just a post and I was like, wow. Because I know like Lila Moss, like, her daughter, is doing like every runway. She's like the heat girl. So I thought, oh, so cute. In the same fashion week, like her mom also walked in. And then you told me it was a dupe.
Yeah. Like, wow. Yeah. She's called Denise Onona. And it's actually like a sad story because she suffered a bus crash when she was a teen. And she was never confident about her face because she had to like reconstruct some parts of her face. And if you like, she kind of looks like Kate Moss, but she also had a lot of makeup, and you can kind of see that you can kind of see it from her face that it had like some reconstructed bits. But yeah, she's only been modeling for 6 years. She's more than 40 years now. And her Instagram is @notKateMoss.
Wow.
So, yeah. To finish this episode, I kind of thought that we could play a game
where
I can show you a few pictures from Paige, from Ashley Lachine, which is Taylor Swift dupe, and from Denise Onona, which is Kate Moss dupe, to see if you can guess correctly.
Okay. I don't know why you're putting Ollie out of this.
Oh yeah,
but also I just got remembered that there was another fashion week that was crazy because I thought that the girl from what is it called, the whole hotel series, they go to the hotel and then it's weird. HBO.
That's a really good White Lotus. It's literally they go to a hotel and it's weird.
It's weird. It's like the description. White Lotus.
They go to a hotel and it's weird. You know, you could make like
you think I'm good with scripting?
Yeah, you can make like a Netflix should hire you.
They ride on a board and then a bomb explodes. Oppenheimer. That's good. But yeah, do you remember it was this guy that got his face, whole makeup to look like her? Her name?
Oh,
Jessica?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something?
She's an icon.
I think it's Jessica something.
White Lotus cast. Jennifer College.
Oh, Jennifer, not Jessica. So, yeah. And basically, I thought she was... she went to the Diesel show.
Yeah!
And it was not her.
It was not
this
her.
Guy...
Dupe.
Yeah, it was dupe.
It doesn't appear like that. Jennifer Cullen.
Diesel. It's gonna appear.
Diesel.
No. Yeah! It's crazy.
I mean, yeah, you can kind of tell, though.
You can kind of tell now that you know.
But from a photo,
afar, yeah, or like, yeah. Yeah, or a runway photo, you would think it's her.
Like, a lot of people got them mistaken. Even, media channels.
Like, I would probably think, oh, she kind of looks a little bit different.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment. Okay, let's start the game.
They also said that people think that Bella is like a dupe for Monica Bellucci. It's not Monica Bellucci.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Okay, let me see if I can find a good one. I want to see if I can fool you. Fool you.
That's actually a really great game that we should play. Just trying to do this sentence for the movies thing or the series.
Yeah.
We should do this in another one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. That's really nice. Okay.
Or the opposite. You need to guess based on the screen.
Exactly. Okay. Paige or Ariana?
I think that's Ariana.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's Paige!
No way!
That's Paige!
Yeah!
Oh my god.
It's the best. It's one of the best pictures.
Crazy. Of,
like, she proper looks like Ariana.
Wow. Okay, that's Paige.
Yeah, this is Paige.
Because that reminds me of the runway.
Wait, this is badly done, this one.
Please put the video of the runway. Yeah. Because it's like very peculiar the way she walks. It's like...
Okay, now let's do one of Taylor's. Ashley Lichon.
Then I know you're going to put a picture of her.
No, because you can see... There's always like two of them together. Okay. So. Taylor Swift or Ashley?
Oh, this is Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is Ashley because I can see some differences on the face. Is it?
Yes, it is. Very well done.
But I didn't know Ashley, so it's like the one of the first time. I only saw the video of her. But it's crazy, the similarities.
Yeah, I mean, if she's in the street with some sunglasses, you would think it's Taylor.
For sure. Especially because she picks to, like, dress like Taylor and makeup and everything. Yeah. So that's why I think I would be always so scared to go and talk with a famous person if I saw them on the street. Because what if it ends up not being, you know?
Yeah.
Like when we saw Jared Leto. Imagine if we were going to him,
if
like,
was a dude.
Hi, Jared, can I take a picture? And, like, it's not Jared, it's Anthony. Oh, no.
So, see?
That's the dupe?
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's exactly like Kate Moss. And the eyes are like exactly the same. Yeah. You can see like the nose is a little crooked, but like since Kate Moss is a little older now, you could imagine her face becoming like that. Crazy.
Cray cray.
So it's like, but it's a little unfair if you think about it, because like brands don't have like the budget to book Kate.
So they book the dupe
and it works great for
them. Yeah, yeah.
So it's a little sad for Kate in a way. I think it must feel really nasty.
Yeah, it must be really like weird that. Knowing that someone that looks like you is around there.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's like a coincidence, because I always thought like, what if we all have a dupe in the world, you know? So one day you're like traveling or something and you find someone that looks exactly like you and it's weird. That on its own is weird. But then if the person proceeds to have like a similar what career, it can get a little weird, I feel like. So at least try to have some kind of personality, I feel like. To steal everything is a little bad. But yeah, that was it for the beauty. And to finish...
And the beast.
Is it ugly or just poor?
Just poor.
So yeah, that's it for the beauty. And let's see What theme do we have for next Monday?
Yes.
People time.
It's your turn, I believe.
Speak to the public. All right.
People time.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm gonna try to do the ASMR.
Ooh.
Influencer live.
Oh.
So if people have questions still of what we do.
I love that.
I hope.
We were just talking about that.
I hope this time. Yeah,
this is gonna be it.
This time will be the clear. We're gonna answer all your questions. So yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be an easy one. We're just gonna be talking.
We can also talk about some of like what people would call some secrets, maybe. So
yeah,
things that people quite don't understand about this life. Mm-hmm. And also our whole like routine of how we manage to balance all the platforms and do it all. So I think it's gonna be, I think we are in a good place right now. So it's, it can be good to give some advices.
Yeah, I agree. Good, good. See you next week, guys. Thank
you
so much for watching.
See you next Monday to talk about influencer life.
Yeah. We love you. Don't forget to subscribe. Bye.